After 2 years of declining donations, Catholics in Boston appear to be feeling more generous toward their church. The finances of the Boston Archdiocese suffered during a sexual abuse scandal, but WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyeroff found signs of recovery.
This weekend, the Archdiocese launched the second half of its fundraising effort known as the Catholic Appeal.
Almighty God, let the Eucharist that we've shared in this afternoon...
At the end of Saturday Mass at St. Bernard's in Newton, Father Paul Kilroy reminded parishioners to be generous with the appeal. He told them the money won't go to settle sexual abuse lawsuits, but to the charity works of the church.
Now, this appeal is the one that helps some of the social justice programs, campus ministry, education in the diocese. Obviously, in the past year or two, it hasn't been that well received, and we know why.
And Kilroy says now there's a new archbishop, Sean O'Malley, who's trying to heal the archdiocese. Recently, giving has increased. Church officials say the new archbishop and the tentative settlement in hundreds of clergy sexual abuse cases have drawn people back to supporting the church. Archbishop O'Malley says none of the money raised in the Catholic appeal will go toward the $85 million legal settlement with clergy abuse victims. O'Malley says the money supports more than 80 agencies and programs that serve Catholics and non-Catholics in the Boston area.
Well, I'm hopeful that our people, as they become more and more aware of the needs and the good work that's being supported by the appeal, will once again step up to the plate. Many people have continued through the crisis to be supportive.
Church officials say they're further ahead with their fundraising effort than they expected to be. The Archdiocese has raised $6.7 million toward its $9 million goal. Of the more than 30,000 people who've donated, more than a third are either new givers or haven't donated in a while. Damian DeVasto is the director of the annual Catholic Appeal.
We've received more gifts over this summer than we have at any period that we can recall. And these are gifts that are coming in without pledge redemption forms, or if they are, they're from forms that have gone out earlier in the year. People are responding and writing in about the forward movement of the church.
Recently, Boston's Catholic TV station raised the most it ever has in its annual telethon. And an annual garden party at a local seminary also raised a record amount of money. Archbishop O'Malley says he's encouraged by these successes.
Many people have said that they're interested in reconnecting with the diocese, and I look forward to having conversations with them, and I hope that they will. There's a lot of work to be done, and we need everybody's help.
The goal of the Catholic Appeal was scaled back when it failed to reach its $17 million target last year. As a result, the Archdiocese has had to cut its budget by up to 60%, which has forced layoffs, parish mergers, and parochial school closings. The Archdiocese has also fallen $100 million short of its $300 million capital campaign goal. On the parish level, Father Kilroy of St. Bernard's says his weekly collections are still down between 10% and 15%. But he's hopeful his parishioners will be generous with the Catholic appeal.
I don't have any idea how they're going to respond, but I'm optimistic. You know, there's been a change in the climate. It's not going to change instantly. There's a lot of healing that has to go on. But I think, I guess the biggest thing I'll say, there's not a negative response to it. That's a good thing.
Father Kilroy says it took time for some people's trust in the church to erode, and it will take time to build it up again. For NPR News, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov in Boston.